fermentation. 100% natural bio-superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network once again. And our special guest this morning is Bill Sardi, and we're going to be talking about the American healthcare system, which, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, is in real trouble. And the reason it's in trouble is because of government interference in what was once the finest healthcare system in the world. Nobody went for the medical care. When I was a medical student, we had county hospitals in every community where people who didn't have any money could go. Care was provided free by local physicians or by staff physicians. That's where I grew up, was working in county hospitals. I got my training there, and we practiced good medicine. We took good care of the indigents. Nobody went without health care. Now, thanks to the government coming in, no, they were here to help. We're from the government, $5,000 a day for a hospital room. You know, we're bringing people basically to poverty. We're impoverishing them. Government is interfering with every aspect of health care. They're giving us drugs which are harmful to our health. They're giving us nutrition, which they know is harmful to our health, because after all, if people were to live in old age, it would destroy the Medicare system. It would destroy the Social Security system. They can't allow that to happen. We've got to do away with the elderly. We've got to give them all influenza shots. Everybody has to get an influenza shot if they're over 65, because we're from the government. We're here to help. And we know that there's mercury in them, and we know that it's going to lead to Alzheimer's disease and other diseases in them. But that's all right. As long as we have the authority of government, we can recommend influenza shots. And yet none of the studies show that this is really going to prolong the health of the elderly. But if we know, it increases the incidence of Alzheimer's disease 1,000%. And if you doubt that, we'll be glad to send you the material from Dr. Fudenberg, the dean of vaccinologists, from a paper he wanted to have printed. We have the abstract of it. I suspect everything's been done to block that. We can't let the American people know what's going on. But that's why we have this radio station. That's why we have this program, is to let you know what's going on. And this morning, our special guest, Bill Sardi, who is a health journalist who's right on top of the things that are really taking place. And it's about time you learn that you're going to have to look after your health and your family and try to figure out what you can do to protect yourself from the health care system. Oh, there's a place for it. Some of the joint replacements are wonderful, but, well, go ahead, Bill. You bring us up to date.
It's American health care, or as Dr. John Abramson, clinical instructor at Harvard Medical School and author of the book Overdosed America, he's talking about overdosing on health care. And the article, it's in the Los Angeles Times this morning, Healthcare Code Blue. And I will read from the first paragraph. If American medicine were a patient, he would weigh 350 pounds and be gaining fast. Despite being repeatedly counseled about the dangers of morbid obesity, he would be making the best half-hearted attempts to mend his gluttonous ways. Meanwhile, his doctors, insurance company, politicians, and regulators would remain in a deep state of denial, clutching the illusion that their patient, other than being a bit overweight, was in tip-top health. And the truth be told, says Dr. Abramson, the U.S. medical system is headed for multiple organ failure. What he's talking about, the cost of health care has now spiraled out of control, $7,100 per person per year, and headed to $12,000 a year by the year 2015. An unbelievable rise in health care costs. It's out of control. And here's the part, as you think about tomorrow's election, as Dr. Abramson says, one would think that politicians would be eagerly tapping into these strong voter sentiments about health care. So why are we hearing so little about health care as the election nears? Is this because politicians on both sides of the aisle are being influenced by the powerful medical industries? Dr. Abramson asks, and says the problem is our health care system is exquisitely well designed to maximize profits, but not the health of the American public. Goes on to say we've got a Food and Drug Administration that's much better at protecting the interests of the drug and medical device industries than those of the patients. He then says that we're the only country, of course, that buys our medicines with unrestricted pricing. We just allow the drug companies to set the price, and we pay. There's no competitive bidding allowed in Washington, D.C. That's out of the question. So this is what Dr. Abramson is pointing out. It's dominated. Someone once said our country hasn't been taken over by the communists. It hasn't been taken over by the fascists. It's been taken over by ourselves, by our commercial interests, by our companies who are paying off the politicians to engineer. If you haven't been looking at the price of gasoline and thinking that the politicians don't control it, and of course we see the price go down now around the election time, and this is, everything seems to be rigged in this way if you've got friends in Washington. So this is what is going on, and of course not one outcry in Washington, D.C. that is costing $7,100 for health care in the United States per person per year. Not one outcry. So there wasn't much outcry in Washington from either party when the gasoline prices rose. Something's amiss. Something's
wrong.
You know,
Bill, the one of the big problems is that people point to the problem and then they want a government solution.
Of course.
Where we got into the problem was when government said, we're going to bring competition into health care. We're going to get doctors competing against another and hospitals competing against another. And then we're going to pay, you know, the hospitals, you know, cost plus. And this is what they did under Medicare. Whatever it cost you plus your profit. And then, of course, pretty soon it was whatever it cost you minus, you know, no profit for you. We're going to actually pay you less than it actually costs. And then the hospitals had to start shifting costs to the private insurance companies, and when they objected, and then they had to shift the cost to the poor, unfortunate people who don't have any health care insurance. And it was government interference in the health care system that led us to where we are today. And we're going to be back in just a moment with Bill Sardi talking about a health care system that's broken and, well, what can be done about it.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. 5245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and I can remember when a physician went to medical school to help people. That was his purpose. Today, he's a provider. He's there, you know, not as a physician, not as a profession. He's there as part of the medical organization. And you know, at one time, patients were patients who needed care. Now they're consumers. At one time, hospitals were charity institutions. We were there to take care of those who could pay and take care of those who couldn't pay. We had charity hospitals and Christian hospitals and Protestant hospitals and Catholic hospitals, and now we have healthcare providing systems of that, you know, and they're all there for profit. And where did this all come from? It came from a malignant idea that government was going to improve healthcare in America. And make sure that no one went without health care. A woman who works for us answers the telephone answering service. Just recently got a bill for $150,000 for being in the hospital. And that was negotiated down from the $300,000 they wanted to pay a woman who makes $1,000 a month. Ladies and gentlemen, this didn't happen by accident. It happened by intent. They've ruined our health care system. Are these nameless bureaucrats and their political sponsors, you know, who have allowed this to happen by getting government involved in the process and bringing in corporations like that Senator Frist, who's a leader, the majority leader in the Senate and the Speaker of the Senate, and certainly the Mr. Frist family, you know, has made hundreds of millions of dollars in healthcare corporations. I am in owning hospitals as they milk the system dry. Go ahead.
Well, what's happened in the county hospitals now that we see here in California and elsewhere is that, let's say you're without health insurance, you go to the county hospital, you get some treatment, you have an extensive healthcare problem, and you're going to likely get a bill for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, they want to see how much they can get out of you. And so if you sell your house and give it to them or whatever goes on, they're scaring you. And, of course, that isn't what Medi-Cal paid the hospital for that care. It's what Medi-Cal bills it on the if it was the full rate. But the full rate, Medi-Cal doesn't pay. It pays a percentage of the full rate, which is far, far less. So it may only be a few thousand dollars, but it may be over $100,000 what your bill is. So they see how much they can get out of you. And then this negotiate down is to never reveal the other side of the playing card. What Medi-Cal really paid for the care is what you ought to be paying the state back. So they don't tell you that and try to actually game you and see how much money they'll get back, and actually they'll make a profit on it. So they're actually charging you for more than they paid the hospital for the care. So, and it scares people tremendously as they run around try to find the money to pay. And of course, usually it's so overwhelming, they can't do it. But they don't really tell you that isn't the actual, you know this, Dr. Stan, you did work for, I'm sure, some Medi-Cal and so on. You know how much far less you get paid for those kinds of cases. So, but this is actually what they're doing. They're billing the list price, not the actual payment price. So it's scaring a lot of people. As we move through the news this morning, we have an article in the Los Angeles Times in the same theme of what we're talking about, our health care crisis. And Sherry Brown, the writer there for the Los Angeles Times, writes an article about cholesterol. A better number is her title with a question mark behind it. She's talking about, do we have a better cholesterol number to look at that would tell us more about what our real risk is for heart attacks? And she's saying, as many have for a long time, that it's the HDL, the good cholesterol number, the high density lipoprotein number, that indicates what our survival is, our certainly avoiding a heart attack, and then our survival after a heart attack. And of course, what they're talking about is the prospect of new drugs that will raise our good cholesterol instead of lower our LDL cholesterol. And of course, we've shown you in the past what a sleight of hand this all the statin drugs have been. And it's not quite revealed in this article, but we'll be able to amplify it. But the theme of this is, of course, the theme that I took up in a book on how to get over your cholesterol phobia, which I sell online. And so many people want to lower their cholesterol, and we really need to raise it, that is, raise our good HDL cholesterol. And it seems like if you raise the good cholesterol number, it's about 200 to 300% better at reducing cardiovascular risk than the current idea of lowering your total and LDL cholesterol. But in going on with this story, what they're trying to do is, we do have niacin. And niacin is, of course, vitamin B3, and we do know that it does raise HDL cholesterol unequivocally. And we've got a number of slow-release niacin pills now. There's a drug actually approved, and they have the arrogance to try to say that their drug works far better than just a slow-release niacin pill that you can get in a health food store. So, and they sell that, and the doctors prescribe it for quite a bit more. And it does seem to work fairly well. Now, you know the problem with niacin. It'll kind of raise the hair off your head as you get the niacin flush. And so Sherry Rowan, the Los Angeles Times writer, trying to go into this topic and saying that what Merck is trying to do is come out with a version of niacin that would have a prostaglandin D2 inhibitor in it. That is, some way to prevent the flushing in the skin and your head, so you don't have that sense of the niacin flush that you go through when you take niacin.
And for our listeners, niacin is B3, vitamin B3.
That's right, vitamin B3, and you can get it in any health food store. And the problem is, it's certainly, if you've ever had a niacin flush, wow, it'll really take you on a ride for a while. You really have to lay down. And it's been one of the drawbacks of this. I think niacin in these very high doses that they're talking about does have some side effects, and I do suggest that people stay below the 1,500 milligrams or so, because they were using 3,000, and we did see that there were side effects in the back of the eyes, people losing their eyelashes and so on. So it does mean that you do need some fats in your body, and this was attacking the liver too much in that area. But nonetheless, they use this modest dose of 1,500 milligrams, and that's far more you'll find niacin than in a vitamin pill, which might be less than 100 milligrams, certainly usually around 15, 20 milligrams or so. So certainly it's just interesting, because we've talked about how the Food and Drug Administration and the politicians are trying to rescue Merck out of its doldrums since Vioxx was recalled. And how this whole circumstance now has turned out to be essentially Merck could be out of business. What they're trying to do is approve a massive amount of new drugs for Merck. And we previously provided a long list of some of them. Gardasil, the new vaccine for women with the cervical cancer and these other things. They have a number of drugs, and this is another one on the list. Now, just so I can expose this for the audience, a prostaglandin D2 inhibitor combined with niacin is just simply another molecule used to take the flushing out. It's not there to help you be any healthier, take the cholesterol out of your arteries by raising the good cholesterol number. So it's just there to take the symptoms away. Now, if you run on down to the health food store, and you look for a little substance called quercetin. Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N. It's in the skin of red apples and in red onions. You won't have enough in those foods. But in a supplement, it is a natural prostaglandin D2 inhibitor. You like to take niacin? Well, I take the no-flush type, add some certainly some quercetin to it, and you'll be on a nice ride to raising your good HDL cholesterol level. Resveratrol, another molecule found in red wine, seems to do this quite well as in addition. So we're finding all of these kind of incongruencies here, and we're never kind of told how to find this without paying all the money. And of course, this is a sham. If you take a prostaglandin D2 inhibitor and put it with niacin, you get a patent, and now you've got 17 years of getting rich, and you can go down a health food store and find a way to do this. On the other side, we've got a little crisis brewing for Pfizer drug, and actually, I think they're a fairly responsible drug company, but they do market this best-selling Lipitor cholesterol-lowering drug, which anybody can take a look and see. We've got, I think, 12 million Americans on cholesterol-lowering drugs, and the rate of heart attacks and mortal heart attacks certainly hasn't dropped an iota. So we see a slow decline, unexplained by any increase in statin drug use or any other treatment. And we have known that wine, the red wine consumption, has been going up. We think, really, it's over the last 9-10 years, it's the wine, the red wine, and not the statin drugs that have led to the last year, as they said, an unexplained drop in the cardiovascular risks in the country. But here we are with Pfizer in a crisis because Lipitor is quite a few billion dollars of sales every year, and its patent expires about 2009. Now, we're just about 2 years away from that. It could be as early as 2008, and now we've got a problem. That means the collapse of another drug company. And the disappointment was, and it wasn't pointed out by Sherry Rowan in the Los Angeles Times, is Sherry was talking about another drug that Pfizer wants to rescue their problem. And it's a drug, Torsetapib, and Torsetapib is a drug that raises good cholesterol. Now, what they want to do is combine that with Lipitor. So now you've got a liver toxin, Lipitor, that's what that drug is, along with this other molecule that raises your good cholesterol. And the problem with this other drug that Pfizer wants to introduce is that Sherry Rowan missed the very important point that last week the FDA said, listen, we've had enough of the statin drug companies coming here, lowering numbers, but never lowering mortality rates. You guys come in here, we approved the first cholesterol drug, Mevacor, you lowered the numbers, but there was no decline in the mortality rate. And you kept making them stronger and stronger and stronger. Now, all that time, for a number of years, statin drugs were being sold, the numbers went down, you thought you were healthier, and then these people just died from heart disease and a heart attack because there was no decline. The FDA knew this, allowed the companies to continue with this fraud. Finally, they made them so liver toxic by increasing the dosage that the statin drugs did see a slight drop in the rate of heart attacks, but not mortal heart attacks. So this is a kind of a little sleight of hand that goes on in the statin drug market. So this is why they're searching for another drug that would raise HDL, good cholesterol. It's an admission the other drugs didn't work. In fact, last year, one of the drugs, Crestor, made by a different company, one of the statin drugs, they finally admitted that all this time, even though you were taking a statin drug, the plaque was still accumulating in your arteries. It just wasn't accumulating as fast. In other words, you were still having narrowing in your arteries. Your statin drugs didn't stop it. They just slowed it down a little bit. So they actually had to make a super statin drug that's super toxic to your liver. Crestor, 2 or 3 years ago, the FDA wouldn't even approve the drug because it was so potentially toxic. Of course, they got bought off. They finally approved it here in the last few months. And so now we have Pfizer trying to introduce its rescue drug, a drug that would raise good cholesterol.
We'll be back in just a moment with Bill Sardi here as we talk about the tragic state of modern-day medicine. And
I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
All veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, what benefits help a vet buy a home?
The Veterans Administration has a no-down payment home loan programs for veterans, reservists, and enlisted personnel.
So veterans learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Cancers, that have been found in people where they've knocked the cholesterol down. They don't talk about the deficiencies of coenzyme 10 or the other muscular problems or congestive heart failure problems that come along when you get your cholesterol down too low using statin drugs. The doctors are never told those things. So remember, next time you hear that advertisement and they say, why don't you ask your doctor if this drug is right for you? Understand how the system works, and they program the doctors to tell you what the corporations want the doctors to say. And the great tragedy is there's nobody telling the doctors the truth about statin drugs or about so many of the things that they're supporting which are hazardous to your health. And I'm speaking of things like the fluoride and the vaccinations and the mercury and the vaccinations and the aspartame and the MSG and so many things that are out there. But if you listen to our programs regularly, you're well informed, far better informed than your doctor. You've got to get informed, and you've got to get him informed. He doesn't want to hurt you. He's really there. Most of them are there because they want to help, but they just don't know. They become part of a system that controls them, and then they control you. So pick the story up there, Bill.
Well, certainly, as I'm talking here, we've talked about the collapse of the American healthcare system, now unaffordable. I welcome it because I have an online book, The Collapse of Conventional Medicine. It's great that something that doesn't work, we now can't afford because it's actually killing us off. Maybe Americans will wake up and back away.
Why don't we get out your website before we go on? So, because sometimes I get so involved in the conversation, we forget to get your website out where people can get your information.
Knowledgeofhealth.com. And we do have a free ebook there, The Collapse of Conventional Medicine, as we've just been recording this year by year. The collapse of conventional health care, they told us estrogen was good for us, and then it turned out it increased the risk of cancer. And they told us that, bone marrow transplants for breast cancer, and then, of course, that failed. And this went on and on and on. So we've been trying to tell people as this failure legacy continues, but we continue paying for health care that doesn't work. And, of course, the politicians not being responsible enough to make sure the public's money or insurance money is spent wisely. And of course, we see other other countries paying far less money for health care. And actually, the British seem to live longer and healthier, that came out with the last few months, than we do, at about 40% less cost per year in health care. So our system is inefficient. And, as Dr. Abramson said in the Los Angeles Times today, if American medicine was a patient, he'd probably be getting a stomach shrinking surgery at a cost of $27,000. So, rather than finding a way to, get this person healthy and so he isn't overeating, we'd rather just do a surgery and take care of it there, $27,000, please. So we have the drug companies fighting for ground here now. And, of course, what they're doing is trying to work on these cholesterol-lowering or raising drugs. And it's very interesting, the little comedy now that went on this past week with the announcement that possibly a red wine pill could help stave off the ravages of obesity. And we might be a little chubby, but we wouldn't pay the price. As a mouse study, the first one with the warm-blooded mammal showed that when they were overfed fat and then given this red wine molecule called resveratrol, they didn't pay the price. They lived 31% longer than other animals just on a high-fat diet. And more so, there was quality of life. They maintained their balance and their coordination called motor skills, as well as animals that were fed a very low-calorie diet. So we see all this coming, but it was very interesting how the news media portrayed all this to steer the American public away from the dietary supplements. So 90% of the news articles said wine cures obesity or the effects of obesity. And then Dr. David Sinclair at Harvard had to write his own press release and say, our story was never about wine. It was about a red wine molecule that you can get in a dietary supplement, which there's no way you could get enough in wine that we could possibly, achieve. So now I want to backtrack on that and say while they're fighting out, trying to settle how much of this resveratrol molecule we really need to get the benefits, there certainly are health benefits in wine. We saw it in another report here just this week in mice where a very, very small amount of red wine, a diluted amount, had a profound effect on animals and eradicated the plaque in their brain and improved their memory. So this is a spectacular report. So we can't hide the fact that there are health benefits to wine, only in moderate consumption, by the way. The news media didn't point all this out. The London Times said a drop of wine would overcome the effects of obesity. Well, it certainly wouldn't be a drop of wine. It would be about 3 glasses a day. But at 3 glasses a day, I have a report on my website today, your blood alcohol level would be 0.1 or 0.2. This would impair your driving skills. You know, in some cities of the United States, if you have been drinking any alcoholic beverage to the point where they can detect it, they'll arrest you, bring you down to jail, and throw you in the slammer there in the drunk tank. It doesn't matter whether you're inebriated. It matters that any level of alcohol they can detect seems to impair driving skills. So we just warn people that what they were suggesting was they're so intent on steering people away from the dietary supplements that what many of the articles said, including the New York Times in an editorial, that we're not sure of the safety yet of these red wine supplements, so therefore, why don't you just drink a few glasses of wine? Why, that's the whole thing that's kept American medicine away from recommending wine. It had an alcohol content, and such statements would give license to those who want to overconsume. If you've gone down to Trader Joe's and watched the people go in there and buy the $2 wine, you'll see they buy it at a case at a time. You're going to see some people that will probably overconsume alcohol. And the health benefits, of course, disappear if you're going through a bottle a day. So the issue is that they're so phobic about this. The red wine pills has no alcohol, has no calories. You get about 150 calories in a glass of wine, 300 in 2 glasses of wine, so on. And so you don't have those drawbacks in the red wine pill. Which is safer to you, a red wine pill without the alcohol and calories, or the what they're suggesting, a glass of wine?
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Do you cringe every time you turn the key and know your paycheck is going up in fumes? Would you like to increase your miles per gallon, get a noticeable increase in power and performance, and reduce emissions drastically for your vehicle at the same time by using an EPA-registered method? Listen to emissions specialist 40-plus years of experience in the fuel industry every Thursday at 4 and Sunday at noon. The Fuel Crisis Solution. You want solutions, you want fuel solutions. Can't wait for the show but want more information now? Call 1-866-577-9760. That's 1-866-577-9760. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Bill Sarney, and this is the last segment of the program as we wrap up his discussion of the collapsing of the American healthcare system. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, we've been talking today about the high cost of medical care, $7,100 a year now, rising in double digits every year without a whimper to put any halt to this by any politicians. You're going to vote for them tomorrow. Both sides of the aisle seem to be paid off. Maybe two-party systems in countries. It's so easy to just pay off two sides. Some of these countries have five parties and so on. Maybe there's some problems with that one, too, but it seems so easy to buy off both sides of the aisle here in this country. And that's apparently what we have. And, of course, as you see, the news media seems to be complicit in this. And we can see it this weekend now as the news media about this red wine pill discovery. And they're making an overt effort to try and steer us away from the dietary supplements. And they had no alternative but to steer us towards wine, when exactly this is the very thing that kept doctors, of course, hesitant about recommending red wine was the drawbacks of recommending an alcoholic beverage, the overconsumption, the liver problems, and so on. So, they got caught in a jam here, and they're actually trying to tell us that the red wine pills would be far less safe. Unproven, so might as well go and drink an alcoholic beverage. So this is the problem. We got to be careful about it. You didn't see it. It's not overt till somebody points it out to you, and then you see what the problem is here. Nonetheless, moderate drinking of red wine certainly has wonderful health benefits, and modern medicine has yet to develop a drug that is as good as red wine. With all the molecules that mankind makes artificially to get patents and make profits, we still haven't found one as good as red wine molecules. Now we have a chance. We have an opportunity to actually get the benefits of red wine without the alcohol. There's a number of brands of these red wine pills being sold. I played a role in development of one of them. I won't go into that at length, and some of the listeners have heard this before. But the point is we're on the precipice of really something wonderful here, if Americans would catch on. And of course, we just don't understand it all. We're a little overwhelmed. We're already taking our cholesterol drugs, our blood pressure drugs, and so on, and we're so afraid to back away from them. And yet they're the very things that cause more disease. Why, your beta blocker drugs and your ACE inhibitors, they cause you to have diabetes, and then you'll have high blood sugar, and high blood sugar causes, of course, high blood pressure. So the very thing you're getting treated for, the drug, causes the disease that you're trying to treat. So it's amazing how they engineer these drugs to be self-perpetuating, so that you're perpetually sick, and therefore you need to use them all the time. And then Americans are so afraid to back off the drugs that they can never get started on nature's remedies and finding a way out of this, and of course far less doctoring and cost. And now we have a wonderful story out of Washington, a family there without health insurance, and a man who had a very severe heart attack, but too afraid to go to the doctors when he was told all what they would do to him, all of the money, the costs, and of course all the treatment that's so ineffective. So he didn't want to submit to that. This man was had such a severe heart attack that he had, his ankles were swollen. This meant he had scarring in the heart, real heart failure after a heart attack. And he took natural remedies as a listener to this program. And over time, you can go to my website and find some of these things. We talk about the use of chondroitin sulfate and fish oil and so on. And he healed up, and then his children insisted that he finally go to the doctor to see. Now he said, we'll come. You can see what we, you do the diagnostics and the tests, but we're not going to submit to any treatment. And the doctors examined him, put him through a stress EKG, electrocardiogram, and cannot find any evidence of this heart attack. They're sure by his history that he had a very serious event. Apparently, it's been erased in his system, just as we explained. Dr. Lester Morrison in the 1970s found a way to remedy heart disease, cure broken hearts, ones that have been damaged after heart attacks. He used chondroitin sulfate to take away the scarring, and this is also shown in my wife's uncle. He had angina. We gave him chondroitin sulfate for 1 month. The angina disappeared. He went in for one of these EKGs. Prior, the EKG showed that he had three previous heart attacks. He went in for the recent EKG, and they cannot find any evidence of any prior heart attacks. It's Dr. Lester Morrison discovered how to cure the problems after you've had a heart attack and to heal it all up. And, of course, this is in at the website knowledgeofhealth.com. And, of course, we hope you get a chance to read that. Some people, like myself, decide, you know, it's time to maybe do this before you have the problem so that your arteries and your heart are protected. And Dr. Morrison showed unequivocally he would take patients on seven different medications, on an oxygen tank and so on, and only give them chondroitin sulfate in high doses. And within a matter of weeks, they were off all the medicines and had no angina, chest pain, and were quite healthy. And some of them actually took up jogging again and so on. So this is what can be done. Modern medicine ignored that. It was all in the medical journals. Mevacor, the first cholesterol-lowering drug, came along in 1979 when Dr. Morrison had exposed all this and this remedy many years prior, and it was ignored by modern medicine. It was a dietary supplement, and therefore the drug companies didn't like it. The doctors didn't adopt it, even though it was well documented in the medical literature. You can go to our website, knowledgeofhealth.com. Look up the article, The Man Who Cured Heart Disease, Lester Morrison, Dr. Lester Morrison from Loma Linda University here in California. And, of course, you can see the pictures of hearts that were scarred. And then after the chondroitin sulfate, you can see that the scarring disappeared. So we invite you to come visit our website and read it in good health.
We're out of time. God bless. Thanks so very much, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Well, Dr. Stan, I'm Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope that you enjoy my interviews with Bill Sardi, who's a regular guest here on the American Freedom Network and a personal friend of mine. And I will tell you, his information is valid, and I know the case that he was talking about, where the gentleman had the swelling of his ankles and the heart attack, because Actually, he's one of our good friends, one of our supporters from the East, came to me with a story, asked what to do, and I suggested, well, ask Bill Sarby. Talk to Bill. And he did, and he's just doing great. They're very, very grateful. And of course, they didn't have any health insurance. It would have bankrupted them if they'd had to go in and have the usual cardiac bypass and all of these things. And he's quite well today. But you need to know what you're doing. You need to take the proper supplements. Of course, there is a place for medicine. But sometimes it is overzealous, and many times it will be harmful to your health, especially the statin drugs. We have a four-tape set on statin drugs. We have a book on statin drugs. You need to know what they're doing. You need to know what they're doing with water fluoridation. You need to get my talk on the hidden agenda and the syllabus that goes with it, that's crammed full of scientific articles from the literature telling you how they're poisoning the American people. Could that really be true? Is water fluoridation, 62% of our water fluoridated, having an effect? Why do you think so many men at young age are having erectile dysfunction? Because they know that water fluoridation actually lowers the testosterone level, and by so doing, men are not going to be having children. It's all about population control of that, and of course destroying the health of our children. There really are evil and wicked people out there. Do you think it's by accident that one in six American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality, that autism is skyrocketing, and we have a four-tape set on autism? If you think it's just by accident that when our children graduate from high school and they are tested in comparison with children throughout the world, that our kids can't compete, do you think that's just by accident? Do you think that it's just by accident we do not have as many geniuses as we used to, but we've got a lot of people with subnormal intelligence? And that's the mercury, that's the aspartame, which is an excitotoxin that attacks the neurons of the brain. They know these things, and you need to get informed. You need to get our material on mercury, our four-tape sets, the DVDs we have, and videos, and the book we have on mercury, going into evidence of harm is the title. You need to get the book we have on water fluoridation, the fluoride deception. You need to get the material we have on excitotoxin, which is MSG and aspartame, that's in all of your food, and they know with the FDA how harmful it is, because for 15 years they refused to authorize it. And then, of course, Donald Rumsfeld came along, and as part of the Reagan transition team, got it legalized. You need to get a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We'll be glad to send you a catalog. You need to get my material on fluoride, the syllabus, the talk, hidden agenda. You need to get the material on mercury, the four tape sets, the DVDs, the book. You need to get the material on aspartame, the four tape sets, the book, excitotoxins, the taste that kills, or if you want the dictionary on it, it's aspartame, the forgotten epidemic by Dr. Roberts. And of course, when you understand that you're being systematically poisoned, then you can begin to begin effective. You can begin to protect the health of your family. Let me suggest Dr. Russell Blaylock's excellent book, now available in paperback, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. You really care. You care about your children. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile.